part of our campaign, volunteers or donors are invited to attend. We will be recognizing companies and some individuals who had key roles in this year's campaign and, you know, really have helped us on the road to helping to fund 29 local programs. We are still collecting donations for the campaign, and so we encourage people to, if you have not or if you have a little bit more to give, to consider doing that. You can do that online. We actually have Venmo now. We are, like, just getting right with up, the times, right, I'm telling you. But you can do that, or you could certainly mail us a check, or if you have cash, that can be dropped off at the United Way office. We certainly appreciate any and all levels of support.
And we appreciate you and the staff over there at the United Way, Terry. I believe this is the last time you're going to be joining us this year. I don't think you're going to be here again.
This is it for this year.
Wanted to wish you and yours and the whole team over there a fantastic Christmas, wonderful Christmas, a wonderful New Year. Thank you so much for everything you do for this community. And personally, appreciate you putting up with me and the morning show and all these other things for the many years that you have. I don't know how you do it. I will pay for your therapy. Thank you for
Careful.
The time. Thank you, Terry. We appreciate
Thank you.
We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here on AM 1320 and 97.5 FM. This is WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. The Biden administration has just several more hours to respond to the Supreme Court's move to put a hold on the lifting of Title 42, the pandemic border policy that turns migrants away. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in the city that's now ground zero for a recent migrant surge.
The border has spilled over into El Paso, where thousands of migrants seeking asylum are overwhelming shelters. El Pasoans are doing their best to feed, clothe, and bus hundreds of migrants every day to cities like Phoenix, San Antonio, and New York, like 32-year-old Yasmin Hernandez and her 7-month-old son Liam from Guatemala. They're heading to Denver once she gets enough money for a bus ticket. She wants to find an office job in Colorado and save enough money to bring the rest of her family to the U.S.
Well, former President Trump has dismissed a House committee's call for charges to be considered against him as partisan and suggests the action strengthens him. CBS's Robert Costa.
There is a lot of support when I'm out there on the campaign trail covering the former president, but some of them talk about him in almost a grandfatherly way. They see him as someone who they like a lot, but they're not necessarily ready to throw all their support behind him. And remember, there are so many variables out there right now. The House Ways and Means Committee will meet this afternoon and decide whether to release 6 years of information on the former president's finances. That's a big development.
Well, there's some damage reported and power outages after a 6.4 earthquake rattled Northern California. It was centered off the coast near Ferndale. Samantha Cargis at the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office.
We've gotten reports of some buildings being shaken off their foundation, major structural damages, cracks in drywall, things flying off of shelves.
Well, the pharmacy chains CVS and Walgreens are limiting purchases of children's pain and fever medicine as they face supply chain issues and high demand. Bill Thompson owns a pharmacy in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
You're looking at multiple factors here. You're just not looking at one problem with one manufacturer. We have trouble getting all kinds of products right now.
Well, CBS's Jim Crisula reports a big bank has been ordered by a federal watchdog to pay $3.7 billion in fines and refunds to customers for a variety of infractions.
Wells Fargo was caught up in a series of scandals tied to its sales practices through illegal fees and interest on auto loans and mortgages, and incorrectly collecting overdraft fees.
Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 117 points. The NASDAQ is up 16. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote today.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, One, two, three.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Last spring, you chose hardworking seed, but did it work as hard as you did? At NK Seeds, we know that all the time, all the effort, comes down to this. All that matters now is yield and how the seed performed on your acre. Because you can't fake performance, and bushels don't lie. Visit nkseeds.com/harvest.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, December 21st. In Wood County, the City of Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission will meet at 7:30 a.m. in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The Civil Service Commission will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in room 115. The Central Wisconsin Economic Development Fund Incorporated will meet at 1:30 p.m. by teleconference. In Portage County, the Public Safety Emergency Management Committee will meet at 8 a.m. at the Portage County LEC Training Room in Stevens Point. The Healthcare Center Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The regular meeting of the Housing Task Force will take place at 3:15 p.m. in the Community Room in Stevens Point. In Adams County, the Housing Authority will hold their meeting from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Everyone's streaming, everyone on the podcast, and especially Jane Matinair.
My friend Kristen Bry, how are you?
I'm good. You're maskless today. Does that mean you tested negative this morning?
I tested negative.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited. I'm going to go show everyone.
Show off that beautiful smile.
Look at this.
How you feeling?
I am finally feeling like a human being. Yesterday was still a little meh.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they talk about COVID and the fatigue, that's a thing, that fatigue thing.
I actually was thinking about this last night as I was lying awake because I couldn't fall asleep. And I was thinking about what's the worst part of being sick? And I was like, I think if I wasn't so tired and just had a stuffy nose, because I feel like I still feel a little phlegmy from the COVID last week, but I'm not as tired. And although I overslept, but that's a different question. Because I feel like it's the exhaustion and the zombie-like thing, for me, is what I think is the worst part of being sick. But that might say a lot about me because I hate not being productive. And so...
See, and I am much better at just being a sloth.
So what's the worst part of being sick, in your opinion?
Waiting for someone to take care of me.
Paul doesn't do that? Oh, that silence is deafening.
Yeah, you could use a few tips.
I'll send Mike over. Mike did a very good job.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
He was still out being social and stuff like that, so he kind of just left me alone. But in the times that he was home, he brought me things.
Oh.
I did not leave my house besides to walk Cliff from Tuesday until yesterday morning.
Wow.
I just isolated at home. So he brought me all the things that I needed. But
that's lovely.
But we're back. We're on the mend. We're getting back to it, right? Just in time for Christmas.
Yes.
Just in time to potentially get snowed in for Christmas, which we are going to talk about. How much do you change your travel plans when there are forecasts? Not on the day of like, you can look outside and the snow is coming. But when there's just a forecast of bad weather, how much do you immediately start to change your travel plans? Text us, call us, 844-967-2789. But also coming up today at 11:30, we're going to go through headlines that caught our eye, one of which is there may be a potential coming ban on porn.
Oh.
So we're going to talk about that. Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson actually agree on something. What is that? you'll have to stick
around.
And then I have a fun quiz to quiz you on, and both you and the audience, Jane, on big box retail. So that's all coming up in the 11:30 half hour. Then at 12 p.m., Dr. Mark Newman is going to join to explain the difference between Medicare and Medicare Advantage. One may be a scam, potentially.
Yeah,
we're going to find out.
I'm looking forward to talking to him.
Yeah,
and
I feel like there's
him...
a lot of questions.
Yes.
That, and it is, the sign-up period for it is over, so maybe we should have done this sooner, but better late than never.
Absolutely.
Then at 12:30, urban planner Robin Palm is going to join. He was supposed to be here last week to talk about the I-94 expansion, because WISDOT had two public hearings last week. Obviously, we were out, so he is back this week to tell us how those hearings went, why he thinks eight lanes is not necessary, and maybe some of the other things that could go in, because he is actually the author of the Beer District plan.
Oh,
do you remember that?
Right. I do. Yes, yes.
I think it was back the first half of the year. I think it was like April or May.
Yeah.
And so we'll see if he's got any traction on that 6 months later. And then at 1 o'clock, Bree Laughlin is going to join us to talk about her Madison-based telehealth company, Nurse Disrupted. If you ever dreamt of something a little bit more than WebMD and like a kiosk that could help you diagnose what you have when you talk to a real live nurse rather than immediately assume that you have cancer, this might be for you. And then at 1:30, I found this. What do you think the most popular toy was the year you were born, Jane?
Probably Jax.
We'll find out. So we have someone categorized.
Was Stick already taken?
Yeah. Someone cataloged all of the most popular toys, I think, of like the last 100 years.
Wow.
So we're going to have some fun with that.
Oh, fun.
And then at the end of the show, Katie Couric from United Performing Arts Fund is going to join to tell us, in this last week, the last 2 weeks of the year, what are some of the shows in and around Milwaukee that are must-see performances.
Get you in the mood.
So, yeah. So, we have a full show.
We do have a texter from the 262 checking in. My sister-in-law and brother-in-law are coming in from Des Moines to Waukesha 2 days early because of the forecast. They're leaving Wednesday instead of Friday. Being home for Christmas is important to
so
them.
So, this is a great segue, Jane.
Yes.
Because this is exactly where I wanted to start the topic. Because as I was trying to find, I was like, where should we start today? Because leaving yesterday and starting to work on today's show, at least in Wisconsin, so many of the headlines, whether it was Twitter or Milwaukee Journal Sentinel or WPR, everyone had these articles popping up about how bad the weather's going to be this week. And I, in my stubbornness, did not want to change my plans for how this week was supposed to go. So let me know, 844-967-2789, how much did yesterday's news start to change your plans, and how much are you going to be like a wait and see type person? Because here is my conundrum. So, have you read more? Can you sum up, like, basically, it's not only going to be super cold, it's that there's like starting Wednesday night into Friday, it's basically going to be nonstop snow throughout Wisconsin.
Pretty much across much of the Midwest.
So yeah, so it's like, because I think I even saw an Axios. So it wasn't even just our regional news sources saying this. It's like the whole,
a
huge swath of the country could be dealing with weather. And this was how our week was supposed to go. So on Wednesday, my parents were coming from Wisconsin Rapids to Milwaukee. We were going to see the symphony, play along, do a sing-along with Sound of Music.
Oh, fun.
One of my mother's favorite movies of all time. It was actually her Christmas present from last year. So we're finally just in time sneaking that in. And then they were going to wake up Thursday, drive back to Rapids. I was going to do the show from our Waukesha studio on Thursday, go back home, grab our stuff. And Mike and I were going to drive to Rapids and then do our show from WFHR on Friday. Just one of the beauties of having a network of radio stations.
Absolutely.
Across the state is,
yes,
that having some flexibility and be able to do this show from my parents' house.
Yeah.
Or from Wisconsin Rapids. But now, because there's tickets involved, I think two things. Because I have paid for tickets for a one night only event that I'm pretty sure we can't get a refund on. And two, we've already missed I've missed enough of this show in the last 2 months. So I'm not doing the show, but I need to be somewhere for a 3-hour span of time to do the show, whether that's in Rapids or whether that's here. And so what do we do? And how much do I just double down and pretend I'm a Florida resident that refuses to evacuate when there's a hurricane coming? Because you're like, you could always get downgraded to a tropical storm. Why should I uproot my life right now?
I don't necessarily see these things as the same thing.
Probably not. But because what are my solutions here with my family?
Well, here's my question for you. Other than your immediate family, who else will be in Rapids? If everybody has to reload, I mean, if your parents come down tomorrow when you go to the symphony and the weather goes bad and they have to stay for Christmas, who else will that affect?
My grandma?
Is it cousins? Oh, it's okay.
Well, because I think either the 23rd or the 20th, I think the 23rd, we were going to do something with my grandma. In general, this other cousins that we were probably going to go to a bar and drink right. with, but nothing. Like, mostly for Christmas, we do it with just our immediate family. And so the big thing was there wouldn't be any gifts. So unless my parents bring all the gifts with them and we just end up doing Christmas in Milwaukee instead, that hadn't even been suggested last night when I talked to my mom about this as an option of just
I'm just concerned.
The makeshift, right. They come down and then everyone just has to stay.
Well, I'm just concerned that come Thursday, when it's time for you to head to Rapids, it's going to be snowing already, and you might not be able to get there.
I mean, Mike has four-wheel drive.
I have all-wheel drive. Have you ever seen the trucks on the freeway driving, and then they're going 60 miles an hour?
Why do I feel so stubborn about this that I'm just like, well, it'll be fine?
I don't know.
I would love to know if anyone else is like me that's like, we'll make it work. 844-967-2789.
We have a text from the 608. Had to cancel our annual Christmas trip to Chicago on Wednesday and Thursday. No chance. I am driving in a blizzard. If only we had an alternative, like a train from Madison that was less susceptible to slick winter road conditions. Oh, well, perhaps next year.
Well, that's a bummer. I'm sorry. So it sounds like more people are not like me, and they're making alternative plans.
Well, see, and I'm hosting a little dinner party with some girlfriends on Friday, and I already texted them last night and said, heads up, weather's going to be twitchy.
How far away are they coming from?
Well, one's coming from like the Sussex area. So that's, that's 40 minutes, 45 minutes. Another one's in Tosa. Another one's only a couple blocks away. But still,
Have I just not been back in Wisconsin long enough?
Yeah, you don't.
To feel I am worried about this?
I don't know that you appreciate just how bad things can get.
I'm trying to think in the three winters, this will be my third winter back.
Well, last winter was a piece of cake.
There was a lot of snow the winter before. But I don't remember. I feel like since my driving conditions since moving back, the worst ones I've been in is when it's like downpour rain.
Okay.
And I can't, there's not a lot of visibility. I'm not sure I've been stuck in a snow blizzard yet.
This might be.
I also am not the one who'd be driving. Mike would be driving. So
there's
maybe
that.
That's why I should probably talk to my husband first.
Honey, how do you feel about driving in blizzards?
How do you feel about this? Maybe you should make a group decision. All right, let us know. 844-967-2789. How much are you already altering your holiday plans due to this forecast? Or are you holding out as a wait and see? Or am I just the noob who should be being more protective of my life? All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Keeps raining all of the time. Oh, oh, keeps raining on.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning,
access to technology and school supplies,
and even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we're achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. M. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to the podcast, which you can find at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or Apple or Spotify or Stitcher or wherever you find podcasts, or civicmedia.us. We have lots of different places to find us. We were talking about the pending weather.
5 to 10 inches.
Which is a lot.
That is a lot.
And how cold?
Well, it's going to drop, and then we're going to get like 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
So I did text my mom at the break to say, should we think about you guys just coming here? Because otherwise, the other option is to either cancel and like eat the tickets
right,
and have them not come to Milwaukee at all, and Mike and I would leave Wednesday as soon as the show was done. And then I would do 2 days from
Rapids.
WFHR. Or we don't eat the tickets. They come down and we do Christmas here unless...
Unless you can make it back.
It's overblown and it doesn't end up being as bad as they say it's going to be.
Would that be... That wouldn't be so bad.
No. We have... I mean, Debbie decorated our entire house.
I know.
So it looks very Christmassy. It's great.
It's all done. Well, I'm just thinking, you know, just to err on the same... It's going to be a pain for your parents if they have to schlep a bunch of stuff with them and then schlep it all the way back. But at least you will all be together in one form or another.
That's true.
You know?
That is true. All right. Well, if you have thoughts on how much this is disrupting or not disrupting, how much you're letting this disrupt your plans, 844-967-2789. One thing I wanted to touch on quickly, and I don't want to pretend that I have enough information to have a well-formed opinion on this, but one of the, I would say, probably more popular Republican congressmen in Wisconsin, Mike Gallagher, very popular in the Green Bay area, ex-military, I don't know which.
I think he was a Marine.
Marine. He's been one of the people really behind this push to ban TikTok and is very, very concerned about China. And I think in the last day, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, WPR, NPR, like making headlines.
He's been all over the place.
He's been really pushing and titling it as the new Cold War of us with China. And I don't... This is one of those things where I feel like our ongoing relationship with China is there's a ton of information that the public doesn't know. It's one of those things where they just... It's better for us not to know as far as what they're doing, what we're doing. And on the other side of that coin, is it also just another thing to always keep us scared? Like the bad enemy abroad to keep us scared about how they're spying on us with apps. And, you know, there's like, because like the news does that, right? If you watch too much news, like, you end up just being scared of everything. You get scared to travel because everywhere plays is a potential death threat of, you know, Mexico City is so dangerous. And everyone I know who's ever gone to Mexico City, it's one of their favorite places they've ever gone to, right? And so, like, the news does hype things up as far as what to keep us scared. And I have to keep doing research on this to understand how much of this is politics and how much of this is founded as far as how scared we should be of this cold, this new cold war with China. Like, have you read much about this?
I have read some. And I think, at least for me, what I find more concerning is the amount, I believe it is the Chinese, the amount of American farmland that has been purchased
and by real estate
and by foreign holders. That I think is concerning.
Well, it's, there was a documentary that came out, I'm pretty sure it was, I think it won the Oscar, actually.
Wow.
But it was 2019, called American Factory. It's on Netflix, and I think it was the Obama's production company, or they were involved in one way or another. And it premiered at Sundance. I think it might have won Best Documentary at Sundance. Like, it's a great documentary. And the premise makes it sound like it's fictional. This is a true story. Is a Chinese company buys an old factory in Ohio. And so to make cars or glass, and like, it's a manufacturing company. And
okay.
So all of the owners and managers are Chinese, and all of the workers are American. And it's largely, it's a town that, you know,
one factory town.
Well, yeah. It's like a Janesville, right? And except in Ohio. And so at first you kind of go through the motions of the American workers being very excited to have jobs again. But then it follows the inevitable kind of bad working conditions and their attempt to unionize and the attempt for the Chinese to stop the unionization. Not that that's a uniquely Chinese thing, because we obviously know there's a lot of American CEOs who would also not like their American workers to unionize. But it's a fascinating look at the culture clash, because I think, as Americans, we're very used to being American ownership, even if things get exported to different countries for the manufacturing.
Right.
But the manager level being American, and you work in the office and at the corporate level, where this was flipped. And what I took away from it was, you know, within my lifetime, really, how much China has taken an entire class of people and raise them out of poverty, because there are so many more jobs and they've industrialized so much, but they're behind us as far as like labor laws,
workers' rights,
and the attitude, what at least how it was in the show, is like the attitude of the Chinese managers who were living in America and away from their families. They were so grateful to have jobs. They were so grateful to be sending money back to their family. They were so grateful to be out of the situation either they were currently in or their parents were in. And it just reminded me of what it was like early 20th century, of people working to get out of poverty and like the opportunities and stuff like that. And so I don't know. I don't have, this will be an ongoing conversation, but if you have thoughts on our relationship with China, we would love to hear them. 844-967-2789. When we come back, more headlines. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers, and at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you, and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting. Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you. Or go to WisCovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The FDA is working to update their formal definition of healthy foods. Wisconsin lawmakers and the ag industry are worried the new definition could exclude cranberries and tart cherries. Senators Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin are joining a bipartisan group of federal lawmakers asking the FDA to make an exception to the added sugar limits for these two fruits. Nutrition experts say cranberries and tart cherries have unique properties that give added health benefits. These benefits include better exercise recovery and helping to reduce inflammation. Experts say the added sugar needed to make these tart fruits palatable do not take away the health benefits. The ice storm that hit earlier this month is making extra work on snowmobile trails. Clubs around the state have had to hit the trails with chainsaws, pole saws, and weed whackers to clear fallen branches and debris. Volunteers are giving their time to get the trails ready, with much of the work happening on the weekends. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 13. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 9 below. Chance of snow tomorrow, high of 13. Cloudy skies. 6 to 12 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 10 above.
So we got a lot of problems, but the missiles were shooting off in Ukraine, cost $1 million each, and it keeps the economy going, but it's really hard on the people.
I would agree with that, yeah.
And so I don't think Mr. Gallagher is on the right track there exactly. I know he's from the military, but we got to be really careful. The other thing is, I had a snow story to tell you. I used to drive from Richmond County to Madison every day, construction, early in the morning, and it was so icy one day. Ice is the problem. The snow was bad, but ice is worse. And I came around a corner after driving 15 minutes to go about a mile, and there were two deer on the road, and I had aim at their rear end, and they couldn't cross the road, and I couldn't stop. I was going like a mile an hour, and I was aiming right at their tails, and they just barely moved ahead, and I just barely slid right by them. It was like, I couldn't believe it. But when I get to Madison, then people would call in. I was a foreman. They were in Wanakee, which is a suburb of Madison. They couldn't get out of their driveway, and I just driven an hour and a half through it. So some of us Wisconsin guys are crazy, but I would stay home if it was bad these days. I'm getting too old for that.
All right, fair enough. Well, fair enough. And I guess, you know what, because it was 2 weeks ago when I drove in, and that was pretty scary, so you're probably right, that I don't want to risk it.
And I just want to reaffirm, Tom, too, physics still apply even if you have all-wheel drive.
Absolutely. And ice is just the worst. So but hopefully the snow won't be icy first. You guys have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Well, I'll have to figure this out with my family, what we're going to do. You've convinced me.
And again, this may all blow up, and well, it'll be sunny on Friday. I don't think that's going to happen. But
at least it'll be a white Christmas, and it'll be pretty.
That's true.
All right, well, a little more risque headline to kick off this segment. Could a new bill actually ban porn? You think this will ever actually happen?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think so either.
There's far too much money involved.
It's interesting the nuance of what this is. So there is a new bill that was introduced last week, and it's meant to go after content that aims to, quote, arouse, titillate, or gratify.
Isn't that what it's for?
So it's arouse, titillate, or gratify sexual desires. And if this bill were to pass, it has potential to outlaw porn nationwide. And I don't know if that means for OnlyFans or just porn sites or what, because like this is a far-reaching industry. But it is. Do you want to guess which congressman or which senator introduced this bill?
Boy, I got to try.
He's not from Wisconsin.
It
is a man, though.
Oh, there's a shock. What state is he from?
Utah.
Mike Lee.
That covers it down.
It's Mike Lee. Yeah. Okay. Mike Lee.
Yes. Senator Mike Lee introduced the Interstate Obscenity Definition Act to establish a national definition of obscenity, especially for online porn, because obscenity is not constitutionally protected as free speech or expression. And so violations of federal obscenity laws are considered criminal offenses. So according to Lee, the current standard makes it difficult to define obscenity, let alone prosecute it, and especially on the internet. And so at the moment, producing and distributing sexual content is legal in the U.S. And so there is a Free Speech Coalition, a trade association for workers in the adult industry, and they're watching the bill very closely because they believe it represents an attempt by conservatives to censor speech and expression about sex. I have a hard time, I don't know, I have a hard time thinking this will pass because it's so ubiquitous. And I don't really have a problem with porn. It made me think of this New Zealand PSA, because the thing with porn is the unrealistic expectations, I think, that it creates about sex and how many teenagers or even younger than teenagers watch porn to learn about sex when that is fantasy, not real life.
A bad place to learn from.
Because they don't want to talk to their parents, and because this country is not necessarily great on sexual education. So I certainly think that porn does not equal sex education, but I also don't think it should be banned entirely. And so it made me think, this was a couple years ago now, New Zealand had this viral PSA that they made about exactly that. How do you talk to your kids about porn? So let's play a part of it.
Hiya, I'm Sue. This is Derek. We're here because your son just looked us up online, you know, to watch us.
Matt, darling, there's some people here to see you.
We really, really wanted it to be picked up so that parents did understand the key issues and risks in the online environment.
So he watches you online?
Yeah, you know, on his laptop.
iPad, PlayStation.
His phone, your phone.
Smart TV, projector.
Yeah, anyway, we usually perform for adults, but your son's just a kid.
We do know that young children are accidentally coming across pornography, which is quite drastic and dramatic for them. We know that people are purposefully accessing it when they're in their really early teens, which is not really a good time for them to be learning about sex in that way.
He might not know how relationships actually work. We don't even talk about consent, do we? No, we just get straight to it.
Yeah, and I'd never act like that in real life.
Hey, Maddie. You're right.
So, to paint the picture, since we could only play the audio, it's basically two... It's a commercial. It's a PSA. And it's two naked people who are supposed to be porn stars ringing the doorbell of a nice suburban home, and a mom with her like hair up in a towel and a bathrobe looking frumpy answers the door and is obviously a little flabbergasted that these two adult porn stars are at her door. And the concept is your kids are watching this, so you should be talking to them about the fact that they're watching it and helping set expectations around what real sex is versus what performative sex is. And so I would be totally behind a bill that talked about that, but I'm not sure that's what Mike Lee is going for.
Oh, I don't think that that's what Mike Lee is going for. And I'm completely with you on that. Quite seriously, some of the stuff that is out there right now is dangerous and frightening and violent. Mm-hmm. And if I had been a 12-year-old looking around and stumbled across some of that stuff, I think that would have drastically affected my life.
Because in your age, they just had The Hustlers, right? You just had a magazine.
Yeah, they had, well, right. There were no moving images. Well, but I think the violence level is much different. And the whole... they never address consent. They never address, you know, and I think this can be really traumatizing for kids to come across this stuff before they're ready.
But I don't think the answer is banning it entirely, because I feel like just like prohibition, people are going to get it, you know, find a way.
There's no doubt.
And so there's more open communication around it that is a better solution to that problem than, well, we just got to get rid of it entirely.
Well, and as you said, it's never going to go away. It's been, good heavens, there's been some form of pornography or erotica for thousands of years.
Yeah.
It's part of humanity. But didn't Larry Flint go through all of this already?
That's a good point. I'm sure
he went up against the Supreme
Harrelson
Court
in that movie.
Yes.
When he played the reenactment.
The People versus Larry Flint.
There you go. Maybe we should watch that. Maybe that'd be some holiday viewing.
Well, there's something to sit down and watch with the parents.
All right. Well, moving on. So don't call it a comeback, but big box retail has had a bit of a bounce back. The no one reads anymore and physical retail is dying naysayers are getting rebuked by the facts on the ground. So the Wall Street Journal reported that in a reversal of a trend that's been going on for more than a decade, Barnes & Noble, remember them?
I do.
Is opening more stores than it's closing.
Wow.
Yeah. The bookish teens will have 30 more Barnes & Noble locations to hang out in by the end of next year. And, you know, I remember going to Barnes & Noble. Like, that was our, you know...
It was the mall.
Yeah, it was at the mall, but it was also, like, I think that's where we got most of our books. And it was a fun place because there were so many books. It was always, like, the aspirations of how many... This looks interesting and how many books you would like to read that you just end up sitting on your shelf. But, yeah, the country's biggest bookstore chain once struggled to compete with both one-click convenience of Amazon... But it's making a comeback.
I'm really happy to hear that.
Yeah. So there's some good, like, and I thought this was interesting. So I looked up this little quiz that I thought you could take. With physical retail making a comeback, let's see if you can guess which of these stores has more locations in the U.S. currently.
All right.
Costco or Sam's Club?
Sam's Club.
Got it right. One for one. Starbucks or Subway?
Ooh, that's tough. They're both everywhere like mold. But they are.
There are a lot of locations.
They're everywhere. I will go with Subway.
Got it right.
Ooh.
Blockbuster or Borders?
There's only one Blockbuster left. I think it's in Alaska. So it's got to be Borders.
There's no Borders left.
Oh, wow.
So it is Blockbuster.
It is that
with
one
Blockbuster
sad remaining. Blockbuster.
Walmart or Target?
Oh, Walmart.
Yeah. And I don't even know if you're going to know these two brands. Allbirds or Glossier?
I will go with Glossier because I like the name.
No, it's actually Allbirds, which is very comfortable shoes. Glossier's makeup, Allbirds is like felt, very comfy shoes. So, but yeah, people still want to shop in person.
Well, I'm just delighted about the books. I tried Kindle, and it just, I don't like it.
I like Kindle because when you go on a trip,
yes,
you don't have to back as many books. But
that's,
I agree,
true.
Like the actual pages are nice. I like that you can highlight and go back, but whatever. This is just a short one for someone who has been working finally on my thank you cards for my wedding. There's been a lot of talk about AI for the new chat GPI or whatever that like can make up scripts and jokes. But Google has new AI that might help decipher difficult to read handwriting, which would be very helpful for all the recipients who ever get anything from me because my handwriting is atrocious.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, I'm surprised it's taken this long for someone to invent that.
Yeah.
Think of all the doctors around the world who will finally be able to read their writing.
And then finally, this is the kind of lobbying I feel like I can get behind. And, you know, I think there's some food that has been advertised as healthy in the past that we've now come to learn that is not healthy. I know that as a Skittle fan, you know, it's a no-fat food.
Lots of sugar.
Lots of sugar. But, you know, you think about all the different diet foods that are, like, chocked full of preservatives and stuff like that. So the things that are sometimes branded as healthy aren't necessarily healthy. But the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has a formal definition of what it means for food to be healthy. But the agency is currently working to update that definition. And there are some people in Wisconsin, whether it's our two senior senators, yes, both of them, and the agriculture industry that is worried that there's certain fruits that might not make the healthy list anymore. Cranberries and cherries.
What?
Yeah. Tart cranberries and tart cherries. And it's largely because with the as dried fruit, you have to add so much sugar to them because they're tart. By nature, they're tart. And so both Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin have joined a bipartisan group of federal lawmakers to send a letter to the head of the FDA asking the agency to make exceptions to the added sugar limits for these two unique fruits.
It's the Chair-Cran coalition.
The Chair-Cran. But, you know, I mean, when Tom Lochner was on here, he told us, he said, yes, it's a superfood. I mean, that's on the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association's website. It is a superfood. It is very healthy for you. There's antioxidants in it. But, yes, to make it palatable, sometimes you have to add some sugar to it. And so, and then his quote, Tim being Tom Lochner, friend of the show, said, at the end of the day, anything we can do to improve people's consumption of fruits and vegetables is going to improve people's quality of life, he said. In America, we just don't get enough fruits and vegetables in our diet. Anything we can do to improve that will be helpful, which includes continuing to categorize cranberries in whatever form as a healthy food. And even our two very, very opposing senators on most issues can agree on that.
We can get behind cranberries and cherries, people. Yay!
And so, I will say,
'twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse. No one was moving. No one was there. The septic had backed up. There was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing. No, not at all. To have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying. The kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved. The problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it. The problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Green Bay, make it scary Halloween day, scream face. Bloody Mary, secondary, Jordan, mean face. A-Rod, got a mall side, free play. That's cheesecake.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Well, there was a Packer game last night, and we looked really, I thought we really looked good.
We won.
We won by double digits, which I think has only happened like one other time this season.
They were supposed to kind of win this game, weren't they?
Yeah, the Rams, I guess, are not, for being the defending Super Bowl champs, are not very good this year. And they're a warm weather team. And so I think the expectation that in a cold game at Lambeau, we very much should have won. But I think there's some other games this season that we should have won that we did not win.
True.
So a win's a win.
Yes.
As we say.
Yes.
And I was supposed to go to the game. I'm very happy with my decision to go to the game. But it was very fun to watch at home. Did you watch last night?
I watched about 20 minutes.
The first or the last 20 minutes?
The first. I was in bed early last night.
Fair enough. I was working while watching. So I feel like my analysis of the game is not going to be super deep. But I, you know, every time I would look up from my computer and... it just felt like we kept scoring. There were some interceptions, and that it was a fun game to be at. And so Mike, my husband Mike, and my sister-in-law and two of our friends were all there. They stayed for the whole game. They stayed outside the whole game.
Oh, my goodness.
I think they had a lot of fun. I'm unclear. I've not talked to them yet to see how much they drank to stay warm or how they're feeling today. But I will say it's so much fun to watch A.J. Dillon. And it's the best nickname ever. Quadzilla, I'm not sure there's ever been a better.
I didn't realize that was his nickname.
The size of his thighs, I think, are broader than my waist. Like, he is tree trunks. And he can just bulldoze through people. And he's also just seems like one of the nicest guys ever. And so
Quadzilla.
Quadzilla. You've never heard that before?
No, that's priceless.
Is that good?
Yes.
That, and then he and his wife are like the king and queen of Door County, supposedly. I think she's from or up like around, either she's from Green Bay or around that area. And they spend a lot of time in Door County, apparently.
Oh.
But what I missed, and I had to go back and watch, I was working. And so, on one of our family text threads, it came through, oh, that was such a fun opening. And I was like, well, what did I miss? And for Monday Night Football, I did not know that Kevin Malone, a.k.a. Brian Baumgartner, who plays Kevin from The Office, big Packers fan.
He is.
Is he from Wisconsin? I don't know.
I don't think so.
But I feel like, and whenever they do those recaps of celebrities that you didn't know were Packers fans, and like Harry Styles and Lil Wayne and Ryan Reynolds are always randomly on it, I have not seen his name before. Maybe he's not a big enough star, but I think he is. It's Kevin. So it's kind of visual, but I want to play some of this opener because it was so ridiculous and fun and a great way to kick off Monday Night Football.
This sunshine? No thanks. I prefer my tundra frozen.
I need Lambo,
Lombardi,
the Leap, and 80,000 cheeseheads losing their minds.
But I will admit, L.A. has rubbed off on me a little. But when it's Monday Night Football, Rams, Packers, my worlds collide. Our chances for the playoffs.
Mayfield, Tom Baker, the touchdown maker.
I will Bart Starr your face.
It don't get better than this.
So you could watch it because it is very funny. I'm not sure
it really
the audio did it justice. But it's the Monday Night Football Open. Rams at Packers on ESPN's YouTube page. You can go watch it. And I feel like The Office is pretty ubiquitous, but Kevin from The Office is, you know, he's the big, it's funny because he changes his voice in the show to be more gravelly than it sounds like the actual actor, Brian Baumgartner. I'm not saying that right, but sounds. But it was fun because when you actually read about kind of the inspiration for this, it was the clash of how do you mix LA and Wisconsin.
Oh, interesting.
And as someone who's lived in both LA and Wisconsin, I think they did a pretty fun job.
They did. It's definitely worth watching.
Especially Brett Michaels from Poison.
Yeah.
Coming out of the shadows.
That was kind of rando.
But old school, like, party animal rock star can we get? Like, Brett Michaels.
He's still around.
But and so I just thought it was really funny because the fact that like that is exactly what they're going for. It was like the juxtaposition of the two cities, especially in the month of December. So it's like snow in Los Angeles, cheese curds and chili by the pool like in December. And I will say it's so funny because the first time the timeline of when we first moved to LA, it was 2000. It was November, it was right after Thanksgiving, so it was even the first week of December 2003, and my dad and I went out there at first, but we hadn't actually moved yet, but it was like, we went out for a week of meetings to meet with like agents and managers and like an acting coach to see,
wow,
like, should I actually give up and like move my second semester of my junior year, which is pretty crucial if you're going to go to college to like how you perform that semester. And we went out in December, and I remember it was that first time of my dad wearing a t-shirt and shorts in 60-degree weather, and everyone else in Los Angeles wearing coats.
They were freezing. Oh, that's hilarious.
And just the expectation. Goes, what are you talking about? This is beautiful.
It's so nice.
And everyone who lives there is like, oh my God, it's so cold. And so, but I want to figure this out. I'm sorry. He is a big, so Kevin, Brian Baumgartner,
Baumgartner.
He is a Packers fan. I guess he's a notorious Packers fan, but we have to figure out where he's from or how he became a Packers fan because, you know, we have to claim our own. And so I thought that was really fun. I do appreciate all the creativity that goes in to some of these openers and the production value.
Oh my goodness. That's a whole little movie.
Yeah, it was like a music video.
Yeah,
with all the extras and the set.
That's not a one day and done kind of, you know, shoot.
No, not at all.
It's impressive.
So all in all, a good night up at Lambeau. It doesn't seem like anyone froze their fingertips off, and we won. And Kevin Malone lives on with his chili by the pool, and now we have to win some more. Because I think the chances of the playoffs still there, alive.
We're 6-8.
For now.
Yeah.
But you never know. Keep it alive. Keep the faith alive, Jane.
All right.
Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, Dr. Mark Newman is going to be here to tell us the difference between Medicare and Medicare Advantage. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Pack them up. I know Preston Smith going to tackle them. I know Darren Smith going to back them up. And you know the man is legendary. Just like Eric. MVP run up. Glasses on, Lambo leaping the front row, I'm screaming 92 and that's the life. That's a rapper, Reggie White, rest in paradise.
Right.
Coach Carter, but I'm feeling like Matt tonight. I feel like number 55, you're getting...
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much.
for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W249